For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. A new story from the Connecticut Health Investigative Team, or CHIT, looks at drug use among nurses. Nurses who are disciplined for substance abuse in Connecticut are given chances to return to their profession. Between 2015 and 2017, the State Board of Examiners for Nursing disciplined 282 nurses. 82% of those nurses came before the board for a substance abuse problem. Reporter Kate Farish discovered 23% of those cases were for alcohol abuse. The rest were drug-related, mostly opioids. Farish says nurses are at a higher risk for addiction than other professions.
One is the stress of the job, the long hours. It's a physically demanding job. Many nurses are susceptible to back injuries on the job. And like a lot of Americans, they're getting painkillers and getting addicted to the painkillers.
Plus, nurses have access to drugs. But Connecticut is among a growing number of states willing to give these nurses a second chance. Since 2015, the nursing board has revoked the licenses of only 17% of its discipline cases. And currently, 230 nurses are enrolled in the Health Assistance Intervention Education Network, or HAVEN, which tightly monitors eligible nurses for several years with random drug tests and counseling. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.